When our hearts are opened, everything changes. When our hearts are opened, as ours will soon be in the wave of love, everything changes. We come to have a new reverence for the center, the portal to the higher dimensions, the seat of the soul, the heart. Not the squishy thing on the left side of the body, not even the heart chakra, and many people confuse the two. The heart chakra is the light switch that turns on the love light of the heart. But the heart remains different. Interestingly enough, when we exit the third, fourth dimension, we leave the seven chakra system. Dav Frijon saw his Sahasrara, or crown chakra, fall away. See footnote 2. The mother said to me that, yes, Sahaja Samadhi is when we exit the seven chakra system, confirming it for me. Steve Beckel, I'm trying to understand what level of enlightenment ascension corresponds to, and I think it's beyond the normal seventh chakra enlightenment. I think it is what is called, and I'll make this clear to readers, Sahaja Samadhi. Am I correct? Divine Mother, yes, it is beyond what you think of as being with your seven chakras. We have emerged from the third dimensional realm, which is that reference point for the seven chakra system, into the new. So, yes, you are correct in this question and in this statement. But though we leave the 3D chakra system, we don't leave the heart, ever. Even when the silver cord that connects us to whatever it connects us to snaps and the body dies, we go on and our heart goes on with us. My heart will go on and on, the song says. When the heart chakra sends the kundalini to the spiritual heart, then the spiritual heart's door that is always closed, which Hindus call the Hridayam, opens and we enter a new world. Brackets, camera, pans, out. Just kidding. Well, not entirely. Never mind BC and AD. Never mind today is your birthday. This is the birthday you're looking for. Now one can travel through the passageways of the heart until one reaches the bottom of my heart, in quotation marks. Quotation marks again, the seat of the soul, where shines the self, Atman, Christ, etc. The Son of God to some, child of the Father and the Mother, a part of whom is the Holy Spirit. The one became two, and the two became three. Or one can go with a tsunami of love and be swept away to an ocean of love. One can travel higher into bliss, and then ecstasy. All of this awaits us. As White Cloud said, is that not something to be joyous about? Yes, damn it, it is. It makes the mud we've been slogging through for most of our lifetimes worth it. There is a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Fairy tales do come true. It's called the fifth dimension, seventh dimension, and all the others. Some people call it heaven. We don't die. We live on. This lifetime we take our physical bodies, integrate them with our life bodies, light bodies, and ascend. All of us can return to the higher planes we came from. There won't be any need to work our way up. Several hundred years ago, for saying what I just said, I'd be dragged off to Rome in chains or burned at the stake. I agree with the Buddha that it'd be worth three kingdoms to spend a day in the presence of infinite love. I didn't even come in here to talk about this. I wanted to talk about the significance of moderation. And I better get to that before I forget a second time. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Mother.